This week on the podcast for New All Ages Comics for the week of December 27th, 2017, Go, Go, Dog Man, Geronimo, Cyber Thief, Casper, Wendy, Hasbro, Superman, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey there, thanks for checking out the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and thank you again for listening. We're talking about all-ages comics. This week, we should mention, well, first off, let's back up a step and say that every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. Every Wednesday, oodles of new comics come to your local comic book store, and of those oodles, a sample of those oodles, call it an oodling, are great for all ages being as young as five. So we're going to talk about some of them, especially this week. There are two or three that I'm looking at that are great for ages five and up. They'll need help reading them, but they're awesome. The music we hear in the background is from Sergei Cheremiznov. You can check out all of Sergei's music over at Free Music Archive. It's fabulous, atmospheric stuff I encourage you to listen to. Kicking things off this week is the 800-pound gorilla in children's literature. You know this guy's name. Dave Pilkey. He's a superstar. He's Captain Underpants. He's the cat who wrote Captain Underpants for just over a decade now. The movie was fabulous. Let's take a quick look at the movie. Captain Underpants versus Boss Baby. Both very similar, but here's the takeaway. We saw both again for a second and third time, and Captain Underpants is a much better movie. It really is. If you haven't seen them both again, I encourage you to watch Captain Underpants for a second time because it has more heart and is funnier the second time around. Now, Dave Pilkey has moved on from the literary scene of Captain Underpants to his newest incarnation, which is Dog Man. Do you have an elementary school kid? If you do, they're probably really down, quite down, almost mental for Dog Man. And the fourth book in the Dog Man series is out this week. It's Dog Man and Cat Kid. It is funny. To give you an idea as to how much and how popular this series is with elementary school kids, we mentioned to our 8-year-old that we were getting a preview copy of this. And it's hard to impress an 8-year-old because they're not jaded yet, but they know kind of what's what. And his eyes got big old bug eyes like saucers, like he saw a UFO or something. And he almost couldn't believe it. And then the next day, when the book arrived, he did a dance. And this is a very reserved child. He did a little happy dance, which was really ridiculously cute. And that gives you some kind of extent as to how much kids in elementary school love Dog Man. They love it. If you go to a Scholastic book fair, there's a Dog Man book there, and it's one of the most popular books. It's a fabulous series, and it's unlike Captain Underpants. If your only experience with Dave Pilkey is Captain Underpants, then Dog Man is very different, in that Dog Man is much more of a graphic novel. It's entirely a graphic novel, whereas Captain Underpants was reading with some cartoons. Dog Man is all cartoons. But it's so fun that kids want to read it. It's a gateway reading book, is the best way to do it. And in book number 4, Petey, the world's most evil cat, is up to no good. It's very cute. Also, stick around for the last couple pages in any Dog Man book, and Dave will teach you how to cartoon. What is cute about this, and I haven't shared pictures of this, but if your kid loves Dog Man, they will cartoon according to the last couple of pages in Dave's books. Great stuff, Dog Man and Cat Kid. It's book number 4 in the Dog Man series. It's out this week, and your kid loves it. It's $10, just under $10 from Scholastic. However, if you check out some of the links, it's only $6. It's a steal, and your kids love it. They really do. Now let's go a little older, skew just a bit older tonight, for these two titles, the next ones. Do your kids watch Riverdale? If you have a teenaged or a tween kid, or even you watch Riverdale, you may watch it because it's 90210 light, isn't it? However, if you have a middle school to high school kid that is watching Riverdale on the CW, this is a very neat comic book. It's Riverdale, the comic book. It's a standalone comic book. However, what's cool about this comic book is that it tells stories in between each episode of the very popular CW television series. It's a very neat premise when you think about it, because from week to week, obviously things will happen that the television audience will be hip to, and they'll tune in next week. But this comic book that comes out monthly fills the void between the television episodes. Pretty cool. So if you're a fan of the series, check this out. And if you're not a fan, parents, this is to you. If you're not a fan because Riverdale skews a bit older than you want your kids to be, they would be cool with this because it's a comic book. And as with most television to comic book properties, the television property, or whatever property is that's not comic book, skews older. Check it out. It's Riverdale issue number 9, Archie Comics, out this week. Go, go, Power Rangers. I love this title. And this title it's neat because it's a superhero book that takes a look at superheroes when they aren't superheroes. So in a way, it's like the other title from Archie Comics that takes a look at Archie the band as they are high school students. Go, go, Power Rangers, issue number 5 is out this week. And it takes a look at the Power Rangers when they're normal teenage kids. They've got some superhero hijinks when they become the Power Rangers. However, this is much more about their high school life. So if you're in middle school, or if you're in the low end of high school, this is going to be great for you because you'll be able to relate to it. And the Power Rangers will have, they'll have situations that will mirror what you're experiencing in middle and junior high, or in middle and lower high school. It's Go Go Power Rangers, issue number 5. How is your elementary student reading? And this is a neat question because this is a series of books. This is an issue number 68. Issue 68 in this series comes out this week. This gives you an idea as to how popular the series is. It's incredibly affordable, and it comes out almost every 3 months. At least some part of it. It's Geronimo Stilton. It's the mouse who, what's best to describe it? Our 8-year-old could describe it much better than he. But kids in elementary school love this title. They love it. They really do. Geronimo Stilton is the publisher of the Rodents Gazette. It's a newspaper on Mouse Island. And Mr. Stilton, that's the cat here, who is often the titular character. It's neat, and it's a gateway book. Again, talking gateway books we are this week. This is going to be good for ages, I'm doing the math real quick. Yeah, 8 through 13, or grades 2 through 5. Fabulous, because they're all color, so there are elements of the graphic novel that will bring in some reluctant readers. But parents will like this also because there's a whole lot of reading, and I'll say, for example, if the average page has one big picture, it's still going to have maybe 8 to 10 sentences that the kids have to read to really follow the story and bring the story to its conclusion. It's neat. And this issue is also very timely because it's about cyber theft. Cyber Thief Showdown is the issue of this Geronimo Stilton book from Scholastic. Retails for $8. Look around. You can find it for cheaper, or even Kindle around $5. Old school parents. Do you remember Casper and Wendy? Oh, I love this. When I was growing up, I had a friend up the street who we would take to the beach with us, as parents and kids do, every summer. And they were always into the Casper comics. Always into them. And the Casper and Wendy comics. It's being rebooted by American Mythology Productions. And I'm kind of geeky about this because it brings back some very warm memories, because it was a series that I never read, but I always liked reading their comics when they would come with me on the beach. Now, I was always kind of bust his chops a little bit and say, what's up? Where are the superheroes? But he always liked Casper and Wendy. I did too. I wouldn't mention it to him, but it's a neat comic. It's been rebooted now for a brand new audience with brand new stories, brand new art that looks the same, and it's from American Mythology Productions. And these guys do a great job of rebooting older classic properties with new stories, new art, but familiar characters into a way that's going to hook in new fans. It's Casper and Wendy, number one, and I really look forward to this this title. If you're one of those collector people, this issue also comes in four different covers. Check it out. Speaking of check it out, do you have Netflix? If you do, check this out, because we checked it out a couple weeks ago. And The Santa Claus, the Tim Allen movies, the Tim Allen trilogy, was not on Netflix, but it is now. It's the December rush or call up for whatever you want to. And they're great. We watched them again this week. Our kids love them. And it really is one of those timeless movies that kids are going to be watching in 20 years from now. Fabulous trilogy of movies. And they're back on Netflix. They really are. And it's great. I encourage you to look for them because they're awesome. Remember a couple years ago, let me date myself, about 15 or 18 years ago, when the first Transformers movie came out, and people kind of goofed and laughed when the Hasbro credit came up and said, oh, great, we've got a toy company making movies now? Well, people are kind of past that, but it's worth bringing back from the archives for a moment, because now, from IDW Publishing, they've got this. It's Hasbro Toy Box Quarterly. And what it is, it's almost a graphic novel, but I'll call it two comic books worth of stories, previously published stories within the IDW universe of Hasbro. For example, IDW has a lot of Hasbro properties, like they've got My Little Pony, Hanazuku, they've got some Equestria comics, and I'll be honest with you, it all skews kind of on the girl side of things. But if you have a girl and you're looking for kind of an all-encompassing sampler for comic books as to, hey, check this out, check out this. It's Hasbro Toy Box Quarterly, and it's only $6. Buy it through the links. It's just under $5, but it's a good catch-all overview for some of the Hasbro stories that'll take you just a bit beyond My Little Pony and some of the others that your kids may like. Avoid, there's a Superman pun in here somewhere, but I just buried the lead. Superman Adventures Trade Paperback Volume 4, it's out this week. And this is the all-ages Superman comic that was published many years ago. Superman Adventures, it collects issues numbers 26 through 20, through 35. And it has all of the classic villains, Lex Luthor, Lobo, Lobo in that much aforementioned movie that may or may not happen, Dr. Fate, and other storylines that people will know, however, they haven't seen lately, because an all-ages, a true all-ages Superman title hasn't really existed. We've talked a lot about Super Sons, and Super Sons is a very good comic book, but it's not a true all-ages comic book. It's a comic book that skews young. Superman Adventures is a true all-ages comic book. It's from DC Comics, just under $20, but when you look at how many pages it has, it collects, 9 issues of this comic book? It's a pretty good deal. One of the best all-ages comics from this past year was this one. It's Star Wars Adventures. Great, great comic book. This brings back as many good memories as I have of reading Spidey comics back when I was a kid, because you want to catch each issue and experience it again. And each issue has two stories. One story is about maybe 30% of the issue, the other one is 70%. The bigger story is the action-oriented story that most kids are going to gravitate to and really latch on to and have fun with. The smaller story is the funny story that's a little more disposable, but kids love it. It's great, and especially now with The Last Jedi coming out, it's going to introduce kids who may not have been able to see the movie, or who may have seen the movie and want to see more about some of the characters. For example, in Star Wars Adventures number 5, the Porgs, those puffin-type creatures, they take front stage and are on the front cover, with Princess Leia in the bottom left. Hello, Porgs. Check it out. It is from IDW Publishing. Retails for just under $4. Buy it through the links. And it's $3.20.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.